Hare Krishna. More important than being correct is being understood. Sometimes when we are sharing something very important, as happens when we are sharing Krishna's message, at that time we may give a lot of importance on being correct. And yes, when we receive knowledge in parampara, we are also concerned that we should be faithful to the parampara and present knowledge properly. And this, all that is true. But sometimes an overemphasis on correctness may desensitize us to the comprehensibility of our message. Our purpose is not just to speak correctly. Our purpose is also to speak intelligibly. Krishna himself is God. And when he speaks the message, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita in 18.78, he asks Arjuna, Kachideta shrutam partha toye kagrena chetasa kachida jnana sammoha pranashtaste dhananjaya. So he's asking Arjuna, has your illusion been dispelled? Have you heard attentively? Has your ignorance gone? The acharyas explain, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur especially explains that here Krishna is asking Arjuna whether he has understood the message. And if he has not understood, Krishna is ready to repeat what Arjuna has not understood. And Krishna is ready to repeat the whole message also if that is what is required. So Krishna is concerned with Arjuna's understanding. And if God himself is concerned, then we too need to be concerned. Now when, for example, when somebody explains something and that person asks, have you understood? So now that may seem a little disrespectful. Now nobody wants to say that I am dumb. Nobody wants to even convey indirectly that I am dumb, I didn't understand what you say. So people may not understand and still may say, yes, I understood. But a person who is an effective communicator, who is a concerned communicator, will ask instead, am I making myself clear? And then when the speaker takes the onus on oneself, yes, if you are not understanding, that means I am not making myself clear. And then the speaker tries to make oneself clear. At that time, the audience also feels free to ask doubts and get things clarified. So we should know that it is, if we want people to be transformed, if we want people to be benefited, it is not enough that we speak correctly. It is also important that we speak intelligibly. So for that is why, for example, the Bhagavad Gita has to be translated. The Bhagavad Gita is in Sanskrit and the Sanskrit verses have their special potency. But at the same time, the great commentators of the Gita, they have translated the Gita traditionally into various vernacular languages in India and modern times in English, and then subsequently their translations, commentaries, they will translate into other languages. So why is this essential? Because somebody may say, oh, I'll recite the Gita perfectly in Sanskrit. Yes, you'll be perfectly correct in reciting Sanskrit. But if people don't understand Sanskrit, then how will the message be communicated? So our goal is not just correct communication, it is effective communication. Effective communication means communication in which people understand. So we have to be correct, no doubt, that is, but we should not let correction become such an obsession. Correction or correctness rather. Correction often means correcting someone who is wrong. Correct, that has a different meaning. We shouldn't let a preoccupation with correctness become so consumer so much that we neglect intelligibility. Only when we take the responsibility to become effective communicators of Krishna's message will we be able to benefit people, transform people, and thus fulfill Krishna's message, Krishna's purpose in sharing his message. And just as Krishna demonstrated that concern, that purpose be fulfilled, when he asks Krishna, Arjuna, whether he has understood, similarly, we too should take the responsibility and present Krishna's message in a correct and comprehensible way. Thank you. Hare Krishna.